Welcome to Real Talk with Realtors about real things, real stuff, and real estate. Today, we wanted to briefly talk about the administration's idea to incentivize home buyers and home sellers of first-time home buyer product, basically,
right, the
or their starter homes.
The one that was presented at the State of the Union.
Yeah, the State of the Onion. So the State of the Union. So I have a little summary from Yahoo.com that I'll just read so we all understand what we're talking about. So one plan would provide a tax credit worth $10,000 for first-time home buyers. And to be clear, that would be over a 24-month period, so about $400 a month. And the other would create up to $10,000 in incentives for homeowners to sell their quote-unquote starter homes. Both programs would be temporary and obviously need to be approved by Congress.
Right.
So that begs the question for us. We know that we have less inventory and too many buyers. And we also know that it is more expensive than ever for these first-time home buyers to buy a home. So I can definitely sympathize with them, how expensive it is, and like anything could help.
Definitely.
However, and I think this is, they understand the inventory problem and they are addressing it if both of these things ended up happening. We need inventory because we can't just bring buyers into the market with no inventory.
It's almost like it needs to be a little heavier on that second clause, that like where they give the seller the first time home, their first home. Selling, if you're selling your first home, you get a tax incentive.
Yeah.
Maybe that needs to be a little bit more than what they give the first time home buyer so that we can free up some of the inventory so that they decide that they want to move on to that next home. Because right now they're just going to stay where they are at 3%. Because they don't want to have to jump up to the next, even though they maybe need a bigger home, they're not going to go there. So to incentivize them a little bit more, maybe it is not specific to first-time
sellers.
Sellers, yes. That's a good way of putting it, a first-time seller.
Yeah.
They just need to expand the seller's part a little bit, in my opinion. But I think it's great. Like you said, people do need help and affordability. Obviously, all of this does get passed on to the taxpayer.
Yep.
There's, you know, this money just doesn't come out of thin air. We're going to have people paying fewer taxes because of it. But if it does help people get into the home, that makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
But there needs to be maybe it's a seller. The seller gets a tax credit for selling. And if they turn around and buy something, or maybe if they don't, I don't know. We'll let them figure it out. But there's we just need to make sure that it's heavier on people selling homes so that these people that now we're going to have even more buyers out there. We need more inventory.
Because
if we have more buyers, that means we're just going to keep driving the prices up.
Yep.
That's
exactly the problem.
Just looking at it as a whole, we need to figure out a way to also incentivize the builders.
Yep.
You know, those greedy SOBs that everybody calls them.
Yeah. All the time. But they're the only ones that
are providing housing.
Yeah.
And they can't do it for free.
No.
Unfortunately. I think it's a very interesting topic.
Yeah. Kind of see where it goes. It's the first, I think, the administration's talked about it, right?
Right. So they understand
first I've heard about
it.
Yeah.
I was just reading something here from, this looks like CNBC, and, you know, the president had said, we're not going to wait for rates to come down. We want to do something now. Mm. So I don't know how quickly that means this is going to move along, and I'm sure these things take forever when you're talking about.
Yeah. Has to be passed through Congress.
Yeah.
And then they have to iron out how is this logistically going to be done. I mean, it's going to be through taxes, but a tax incentive up to $10,000 for home sellers, but they don't pay taxes on their homes that they've been living in. They don't pay capital gains.
It would just be for their income taxes.
Yeah, so it would have to be just written off. And then I guess you would get that money back.
It's kind of like the tax credit when you bought solar. Like you got a tax credit for that. Yeah. I would imagine it'd be something like that.
Yeah.
That one was going around.
That could be interesting.
Yeah.
But I mean, I do appreciate the fact that they're including homeowners in this. Because I didn't know that until today, that there was a second part to this.
I didn't either. I didn't know that as well until we really started reading through it. And I also, again, think that if they could give some kind of an incentive to the greedy builder, I just say that because that's the way I think they're really
or just make it easier.
At. Make it easier.
To build
an incentive. Yeah. I mean, it costs so much money in fees and school fees and this fee and that fee. And somebody does have to pay those.
Yeah.
But they turn around and have to pass it along to the homeowner, the buyer. So it's
Exactly. Exactly. And it's always the little people that end up paying.
Right. And those folks, though, the people, the builders out there are taking all the risk. Because you don't, I mean, I remember in 2008, 9, and 10, when all of a sudden there was a ton of inventory and these guys were all stuck holding all of this, all of these homes that nobody was buying.
Yeah. And I think that's risky. Part of the problem now is the builders, most of them have went through that. Mm-hmm. And so they are playing it way more conservatively this time around.
Yeah. Well, they stopped building for so long.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't afford to, or they just.
Yeah.
There's also a land issue.
Yep. Especially here in Chico.
And then there's a NIMBY issue. There are some opportunities to build here, but it's very difficult to get people in that particular neighborhood to want
new building happening around in their area. Yeah, right? Totally. And we can see it from both perspectives. Definitely. So it is hard, but being in the housing industry, you know, it's right in front of our faces every single day, mm-hmm. how badly housing is needed, especially for that first time home buyer product right now.
Right. I mean, Chico. Some of the builders are giving some of the best options for
rates, right now. Seller credits, median to lower priced homes for a brand new build. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't beat it.
I mean, I think right now we have 4 or 5 of those in contract, right?
Yep.
I mean, we're selling the heck out of them.
Yeah. Yes, we are. And it's for a good reason, you know, definitely. And I'm not even necessarily pushing buyers there for any reason. It's they know about them, mm-hmm. and they're finding them and they're like, well, what about these homes?
And I think we should be telling them about that opportunity. We should, for sure.
Yes.
The builder's giving a good opportunity for someone to get into a home. They can live there for 2, 3, 5 years, mm-hmm. gain some equity, move on to the next bigger home.
Yeah, I think for this subdivision, these ones that are being built in Chico, I think they'll have to be there 5+ years to see appreciation out of those. I do anticipate those not appreciating as quickly as the other established homes. Yeah, just it's a cookie cutter neighborhood. Mm-hmm. They're all 2-story. There's 3 floor plans. Right. So that'll be a little bit tricky. But if you're able to get one of the more premium lots, that'll be a big selling point in the mm-hmm. future. So
yeah,
just different things. And I tell my buyers that I'm like, you know, this is something you're going to want to think about. How long are you going to have this home? A lot of people I know buying those are planning on keeping them long term and turning them into a rental. Mm-hmm. So that's a good plan with those because right. you get in so cheap.
That happens a lot on some of the new builds. Mm-hmm. Not all of them, depending on the price point, but the entry level price point on new builds typically turns into a rental eventually.
Yeah. And I talk to, you know, people who are like, I should never have sold my first home. I always should have kept that and just saved a down payment for my second home.
Well,
because they make such good rentals.
Yeah, we have all done that.
I know. Everybody exactly my point.
But it's difficult to be able, not everybody can do that.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Next home. So,
yeah.
Well, okay. We'll see what the current administration has planned for this situation. I would imagine they're going to try to move along quickly with it because it would bode very well for them in the election.
Yes. And it sounds like he's saying 2024 and 2025. Mm-hmm. So you better get going on this, administration.
Get to work.
Get to work for one. I'm just kidding. Okay. We're going to cut it there. And thanks for tuning in. We would love to know your thoughts on this because I would find it interesting to hear from a buyer or a seller, like someone who fits one of these categories and what your thoughts are on these incentives, or someone who's like really into political economy and like how this might affect the taxpayers. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just any opinion you guys have about this, drop it below and we'll have a fun conversation.
Fun conversation fun. Is the key keyword. Word.
Fun. Lighthearted.
All right. Non-political. Good job.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.